here and maybe work it into the stories. The kind of psychological effect here that when you are, we would take this Iskar as an example, has some dealt with all this new and great and high up, highest situation that they find there in that movement where everything is about the absolute truth, and Prabhupada said this or that, and everything else is lower and bad. We can show it by some people who act that way, that here we have, you know, me or we, and we have found this, you know, which is just the best. And we can use this for, or apply this to any religious, especially, movement, which kind of gives answers and solutions to everything, and which, of course, you know, those answers and solutions given them by the great sages and acharyas are superior to everything and everyone else. So there we have this person there, who is attempting to live by that, or is living in that world. Where nothing, nobody else is up to par with the intellectual level and the knowledge level and the clarity and insight. That the Vaishnava leaders and sages and gurus have. They're stupid karmas, they don't know anything, we shouldn't listen to them. We are the most intelligent. We have all the answers. They don't. And then since you're not supposed to listen to anyone else, and you go to the guru or the swami or ask them about everything, and they will answer authoritatively. Shastric. And that's it. On the other hand, they are doing their job, their service, by taking that role. Although they know that they are not really that super smart, they have to act that way because it's their job. And yeah, they will answer politically. Analysis, anything going on. And of course, make that based on the Shastra. Holy Scriptures, a little word here and there. And yeah, I mean, we've seen that before and we see it all over. A Jewish rabbi is answering questions based on the Old Testament. Yes, how old is the world? He looks there and he studies and the words and this little scripture and that one. And yes, the world is 5,000 years old. How come then we can find these fossil layers and that from far back? Well, God created it so to make it look like it's older. And you got this Hare Krishna man there who writes and writes and speaks to convince us that the earth is flat. So again, the bubble that becomes its own universe, its own cosmos, its own little world.